I definitely experience a poem differently hearing it than reading it. And it's simply because the music of a poem just takes over, this sheer sonic aspect of it. I know students to poetry often find the hearing of a poem to be mostly distracting, and sometimes I feel that way too. If I'm not familiar with the writer's work, I'm mostly hearing the jangly alliterations and the consonants clacking away, and have a difficult time following it. If I know the poet's work, I can hear it on all those levels at once, but there's an incredibly different kind of experience hearing a poem than reading it. I often like to give students a poem called America by Allen Ginsberg, and then play the famous recording of his reading it to a very friendly audience in the 1950s, and students are stunned by the comedy of the poem. The poem suggests itself, at least on first reading or first glance, to be an incredibly angry poem. You know, this moment in the poem where he says, America, go fuck yourself with your atom bomb. And yet, when you hear him read the poem, it's clear that what he's doing is so much more interesting than a poem of pure anger. It's a poem of so many tonal registers and tonal colors. He's able to make a statement like that and come back later on and say something to the effect about America, you and I are perfect, not the next world, and make fun of himself as well. So poems can have a different life hearing them. And then one question one might ask as well is, which is the poem? Is it his performance, this famous performance of it? Or is it, you know, the text on the page? And my answer to that is, it's poems. There are many iterations, many lives of this thing. And the performance, particular performance that I'm referencing, is one sort of iteration of this poem. And the text is another, and one's reading of the text might be another. And sometimes I feel that if there was something that I wanted to pursue more in terms of poetry scholarship, it would be thinking about the meanings of works as they're put into play, into audio form, such as what Fishhouse is doing and what Ubu Web is doing and what Mi Poesias is doing and what all these new sort of poetry archives are doing for our experience of poetry. It's an incredibly rich sort of area of growth for poetry, so to speak, and one that I don't think is going to go away. In some sense, it's a return to the oral roots of poems, and that's incredibly exciting.